Detroit Friday. Thanks for being with us. Sports360AZ.com. I'm Brad Sussmat. Thanks for being with us. Sports360AZ.com. We are Arizona-centric. Things that we see, like, dislike, a little different than everybody else out there in the landscape of media. On the digital side, digital, that's where it's all heading. It's where it is. It's great to have you with us to wrap up another week. Over 2.5 years now of doing this, and on today's show. In a couple of minutes, Danny Callahan is going to be with us. Tiger Woods made it official about 2 hours ago that he will play TPC Scottsdale in the Waste Management Open. So I want to talk to Danny, he's this year's tournament chairman, about how much security and what this is going to be like for you when you head out there. Jimmy Vaccaro, it is Friday with the NFL playoffs and the national title game on Monday night with Oregon and Ohio State. We've got to go to Vegas. Longtime Vegas bookmaker, South Point Casino Resort odds maker. The view from Vegas, Jimmy's been doing it for 40 years. You want the insight from Jimmy Vaccaro. Todd Graham's going to be with us today at about 10:20 this morning, head coach ASU football. I want to talk to Todd about the national title game with Ohio State and Oregon, and a little bit more about his program, DJ Foster and Jalen Strong, and some of the new players coming in, Todd Graham, at about 10:20. Paul Coro will be with us at the bottom of the hour, AZ Central Sports, Suns Insider. We partner with the Arizona Republic and AZ Central Sports. Paul Coro, Suns Insider from San Antonio. You know, I thought the Marcus Morris incident was one of the worst I've seen towards a Suns coach since Robert Horry threw the towel at then-head coach Danny Ainge's face in Boston. Those of you that have been around longer than a nanosecond, remember that. So I want to talk to him about that incident, if there are any sort of penalty, and tonight's game against the Spurs. The Suns playing very well, won 9 of 11. It is Friday. That means Bill Goodykunz, Goody at the Movies, will be with us. Chief film critic for Gannett, media critic. We're going to talk to Bill about Inherent Vice and Mr. Turner. If there are any movies, because you're going to, guys, here's the thing. If there are movies to see, you know that she is going to be sitting there tomorrow around some of you guys pissed that all you're doing is watching football on Saturday and Sunday. But that's what we do, right? So I am here to help you through Goody. If there's a movie to see tonight to get it out of the way with her, to say, hey, what are you complaining about? I took you to the movies, right? We're here to help. Here to serve. So I've got to eat the movies with us as well. Let's get you caught up. Some things on my mind in the world of sports. Brought to you by the Honda Resort and Casino. Honda Resort and Casino just outside of Pine Top in the beautiful White Mountains. I'm heading up to the White Mountains this weekend. Going to head over to the Honda Resort and Casino. Check things out. Visit with the folks there, play some games, have some fun, eat some great food, pull down on the slots, head over to the Sunrise Ski Resort. Not going to ski with my bad knees, but probably take my 10-year-old sledding, get out and have some fun in the high country. Head back to the Honda Resort and Casino. You can stay there, guys. Get away from it all up in Pine Top and the White Mountains. Have you not been up to the White Mountains, the Sholo and Pine? It's beautiful. Sholo and Pine Top. Great part of our state. That's at the Honda Resort and Casino. That is the place to stay. Honda Resort and Casino just outside of Pine Top in the beautiful White Mountains. So let's start with Tiger Woods, and he committed this morning to play. I put a bigger story up on the site at sports360az.com with his tweet attached to it. He's going to play at Torrey Pines, and then he's going to play at TPC Scottsdale. And the thing with it, with Tiger, is I'm only holding my breath now that he doesn't have some sort of physical ailment that hits him when he is playing at Torrey. Because the excitement just this morning, and we started talking about this when we were out at the Waste Management Open. I played there on Wednesday, played out at TPC Scottsdale on Wednesday. And within a couple of minutes, I'm talking to some of the Thunderbirds, and they said, hey, the Tiger thing, it's going to happen this year. And, you know, I've heard that for years and years and years. But in this case, when you start getting tips from Thunderbirds being very straightforward that, Brad, he's coming, well, that just takes it all to a completely new level. So to have Tiger here at the tournament, wouldn't it be great the week of the Super Bowl? First of all, the only thing that is left is, will the weather cooperate? That's it. Because whether you like Tiger or dislike Tiger or absolutely hate him, can't stand him or love him, and I've had everything in between today in the last couple of days since we first put the story out, that he was looking at coming here. There are some that don't want anything to do with him, that think that he is done, that he's a has-been, that he's washed up, that he's finished, that he's not going to bring anything to the golf course. I myself don't quite get that. In fact, I don't get it at all. I'm into greatness. I don't care if it's Tiger Woods at 25 or Tiger Woods later in his career. So when we've, and every year I've had the question, Brad, is Tiger coming? Is Tiger coming? So Danny Callahan joins us now for a couple of minutes, Phoenix Open chairman. How did you get the news that Tiger was coming to this year's Waste Management Open?
Hi, Brad. Nice to talk to you. I was driving home from dropping my kids off to school, and I got a phone call from John Bridger, our executive director, saying, hey, I don't know if you saw this, but Tiger just tweeted that he's going to come. And it was obviously terribly exciting news, and was just happy that the rumors turned out to be true.
Well, it's a good thing you dropped your kids off. Otherwise, you would have crashed with your kids in the car.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So in all seriousness, Danny, I had heard that there were already a resort that had rooms reserved, that his people had already purchased seats or a box, I'm not sure which, at 16, and that if he did come, it would be in excess of $100,000 in additional security. Am I right in all three of those marks?
I'm sure that he already had hotel rooms. Not have a hand in that directly. I would guess that people who knew him might have known to have bought skybox seats already. The numbers on the security, Brad, are, I don't know if that's an accurate number. Will there be more security for Tiger? Absolutely. I don't know what it will cost yet, because I don't know exactly what the action plan will need to be. You know, we take extra special care of a number of golfers just because of their profile. Phil Mickelson, Jordan Spieth will be here this year, Bubba Watson, Ricky Fowler. These guys are the best in the world, and they're celebrities on top of it. So yes, Tiger will require additional security, but that's something we're happy to provide.
Danny Callahan, Phoenix Open chairman, before I let you go, what do you envision 16 being like? Is it going to get capped, I don't know, 9 a.m. on Thursday, that first game? I'm just wondering, what do you think 16 will be like overall, and how are you going to manage it?
Well, I think it'll be full of excitement. The crowds will be super pumped for all the golfers, Tiger especially. I can think that they'll be excited when he makes the turn. You'll be able to feel the anticipation and hear the excitement all over, maybe all of North Scottsdale. I think what will happen this year, Brad, is I think we'll have bigger crowds Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Super Bowl in town, Tiger playing in Thursday and Friday, the Wednesday Pro-Am. We should have even higher profile celebrities because of just who's in town the week of the Super Bowl. So I think that the weekdays could be really, really exciting out there this year.
I'll let you go off that. Congratulations. Big news. I know you have a lot to get to. I'll see you down the road, Danny. Thanks.
Okay, take care, Brad. See ya.
There's Danny Callahan, Phoenix Open chairman, for a couple of minutes. Tiger Woods committing this morning. So I've got more on that as the show moves along. Kurt Warner goes into the Hall of Fame as a finalist. He's not in the Hall of Fame, I should say. He's a finalist now to go into the Hall of Fame. So the week of Super Bowl and the week of the Waste Management Open, not only are you going to have the game on that Sunday, not only are you going to have Tiger over at TPC Scottsdale, but I think there's a really good shot of Kurt Warner going in year number one. Now, our buddy Clark Judge at Talk of Fame Network, a Hall of Fame voter who joins us every week, Kent Summers, who is a Hall of Fame voter I've had on the show many, many times, I asked both of them specifically about Warner here in the last month, and both of them said that's a really good question, meaning they don't have an answer to it, that it's not definitive, that it's not a landslide. Could you imagine 2015 being the year that in our little slice of life here in Arizona that people just call the desert because they don't know the difference between a cactus or a rock on the side of the road in the middle of the desert. It's a beautiful area to live with great athletes. Could you imagine having Warner and Randy Johnson into the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies within a week of each other. How cool is that? How great is that? So there's 18 players that are Hall of Fame finalists, including Junior Seau, Orlando Pace, Kevin Green, Tim Brown, Charles Haley, John Lynch. I mean, there's a lot of good names. I don't know if Kurt's going to make it this first time around. It doesn't matter. The fact that he's already a Hall of Fame finalist, to me, says eventually he will get the call. There's no shame if he doesn't get it on the first nomination. It doesn't, to me, if for Kurt to be a Hall of Fame finalist already, that's cool. So Randy Johnson's going to the Hall of Fame, Valley resident. Kurt Warner's going into the as a finalist now, could be inducted on January 31st. He'll find out the week of the Super Bowl here. Tiger Woods commits to play here at TPC Scottsdale this morning. Other than that, there's nothing going on. Other than we have the playoffs this weekend, which, of course, everybody's fired up for, and we have the national title game in college football. Jimmy Vaccaro, longtime Vegas bookmaker, South Point Casino Resort odds maker, good friend of the show. Always good to hear somebody with so much experience. All right, Jimmy, let's get right to it. Tomorrow, Seattle, Carolina. What's the view in Vegas, Seattle, and Carolina?
Well, the view in Vegas is they can't wait. Some people consider this the best weekend of the year because there's two Saturdays and two Sundays. Carolina Panthers, obviously you saw Carolina beat a we won't get into that game last week, but they're an 11.5-point underdog against Seattle. Lowest total of the week, and that is down to 39 from 40.5. So a lot of people thinking it should be a low-scoring game, and Carolina will be getting a whole bunch of points.
New England and the Ravens. Is this Baltimore going three in a row over Brady in the postseason in Foxborough?
Well, so far the smart guys think it's Baltimore or nothing. They took the +8, they took the +7.5, and the game is fluctuated between 6.5 and 7. But there'll be New England money come game time. But right now the smart guys are all over the Ravens at +7.
Sunday, Dallas, Green Bay. What a historic matchup. Great, great game, the early game Sunday.
Wow, can you just see Bart Starr going over the right guard with Jerry Kramer all over again? It might happen again. Green Bay, a 6-point favorite, highest total of the week at 53, but a little more money on the Cowboys at +6 for a few reasons. First of all, a lot of people are now buying into the Cowboys, and to some degree, you can't fault them for that. And the tear in Rodgers' cap is stirring a lot of interest here. Obviously, if he's not 100%, it should hurt. But this will be the biggest betting game of the weekend. Make no mistake about it.
Andrew Luck, 0-2 in the postseason. Does he finally break through at Denver? What's the view in Vegas on this one?
It's going to be tough. This is a number really hasn't budged at all. The Denver Broncos, a 7-point favorite. Total, 53.5 and 54 been fluctuating. All the teaser money, teasing Denver down just to win the football game, is the most popular bet with that. But I would suspect, only because of the parlay action in the general public, this game will close Denver a 7.5-point favorite.
Jimmy Vaccaro with us. Before I let you go, the national title game on Monday night. Jimmy, is this going to exceed the NFL interest this weekend or not?
Well, it'll just complement it because obviously it's on a Monday. So the people who won't stay here, the tourists who leave town, will somehow have a bet from Saturday to Monday or Sunday to Monday. This will make it the championship game we've ever booked here. And you can see by the early activity, Brad, everybody's right on board with it. Ohio State opened as a 7-point underdog. The game is down to 6 in a lot of spots. How about this? The total opened 70. It's now at 75. Look for a big-time action game come Monday night.
Wow, 75, Jimmy. Are you surprised by that number?
No, not really. Obviously, if you watch Oregon, you know, center the ball every 11 seconds. There'll be a little bit of buyback, probably under the 75, but the early action was nothing but over, 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 no matter which team you connected your parlay with.
Jimmy, enjoy the weekend. Thanks, as always.
All right, pal.
There's Jimmy Vaccaro, longtime Vegas bookmaker, South Point Casino Resort odds maker. Weekly here on Sports360AZ.com with Brad Sesmat. We partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports. All right, a lot there in segment number one. Up next, Todd Graham, head coach, Arizona State. Want to start to pick his brain on the matchup, Oregon against Ohio State. Does he like this whole playoff layout? And maybe a little bit on his football team as well. There's some stuff there with Jalen Strong turning pro, DJ Foster staying. Todd Graham on the college football title game, which is Monday night. He joins me next. I'm Brad Sesmat. We'll be right back.
for in-depth, unique coverage from the high schools to the pros. Follow us on Twitter at Sports360AZ.
Sports360AZ.com, AZ Central Sports. Brad Sussmat with you. Doing our thing on a busy Friday, coming into the weekend of football, and Monday night, the national title game. And we'll have Todd Graham join us here in a couple of moments between Oregon and Ohio State. So there's seven NFL teams that are going to go to see the title game. I don't know all seven. I know that the Rams, it's been out there, that the Rams are one of the seven teams that are going to be at the title game. You know, I think if you're St. Louis, you've got to look at, obviously, at your quarterback situation and what the future is for Sam Bradford. So that makes a lot of sense. And maybe we'll have the other teams here in the next few minutes. I can dig that up and find that out for you. But the games themselves, the NFL games. So tomorrow, Seattle and Carolina, there's been a lot of discussion up in Seattle. Our buddy Brock Huard's up there and some other friends of mine that of course, most fans believe they're going to roll right through, but that Carolina's defense has some people in Seattle concerned that this game is not going to be the big number that many had projected it to be. In the New England Ravens game, you know, the Ravens have had the number up there. Here's Terrell Suggs. Terrell Suggs on the Patriots getting ready for New England. This is not a team that scares Baltimore at all.
They said it best, you know what I mean? Nobody really worried about what happened in the past. You know what I mean? Only thing we're worrying about is this game. I mean, you know, you really can't care what's going on. You know what I mean? You just got to play football. At the end of the day, it's all football, and, you know, it's all about execution.
Yeah, and so you look at Baltimore. They're one of those teams. John Harbaugh, of the coaches that are left, we were talking to Peter King about this earlier in the week. Of the teams that are left, John Harbaugh doesn't get a whole lot of attention for the job that he's done year in and year out at Baltimore. You know, most people don't know Ron Rivera and what he's all about at Carolina. That's just a fact. The rest of the coaches are well known, the players well known. So, you know, you look at the matchup of the Ravens at New England. To me, the games on Saturday should be pretty simple. Seattle takes care of business, and I like Baltimore. Pretty straightforward. I like Baltimore to take care of it there. Now, Sunday, for those of you that weren't born yet or that weren't around at all, I was too young to remember the Ice Bowl, but I went back and looked at it and read Jerry Kramer's book and Bart Starr I'd interviewed and all the, you know, the whole history around Dallas and Green Bay. If you've never taken the time to go and look back at that story, at that game of Dallas and Green Bay, you'd be well served to do so, the historical side of it. Here's Dez Bryant getting ready for the game that's supposed to be about 18 degrees on Sunday at Lambeau.
If you've seen me over these past years here, even when it's cold, it's just something that, you know, I never wear. You know, I never wear sleeves when it's cold. You know, the cold don't matter to me.
So there's Dez Bryant getting ready for the game and the matchup. If Aaron Rodgers' calf, as Jimmy Vaccaro said earlier, if Aaron Rodgers' calf is an issue, then that will be one to watch for sure, because Dallas' defense hasn't been on the field a whole lot. If you've watched Dallas this season, their defense has been a terrific story, but they haven't had to be out on the field a long time. If you remember at the start of the year, Dallas' defense was viewed as just horrendous, like a sieve. But as the season has progressed and the fact they could turn around and chew up clock and hand the football off to DeMarco Murray, and Romo's been able to manage games better, and their offensive line has gotten better. So this defense that was viewed as porous at the start of the year hasn't been the case. They haven't been out on the field enough to be torn apart. So, you know, if Dallas is doing three and outs and their defense is out on the field, that's where I think Green Bay is going to take advantage of them. The Denver-Indianapolis game, you know, in that one, it's Andrew Luck has not won in the postseason. Jake Plummer was with us yesterday, and we were talking about Andrew Luck. And he said he would take Andrew Luck over any other quarterback in the National Football League today, any of them. Now, I happen to agree with him when I see the growth, when I see the maturation, when I see how Andrew Luck, even though he's 0-2 in postseason, does he have enough with the running attack? Does he have enough to get the job done? I mean, that's really the question I have in this game. Because Peyton Manning, people can talk all they want. Peter King was telling us earlier this week, Peyton Manning, you can talk all you want about his past or that he's not hurt. Facts are he's missed two practices last week. He's not playing at the level at the end of the season that he did earlier in the year. And I don't think that there's this view of him with fear as there once was. You know, yeah, it's still Peyton Manning. It's still playing at Denver. But if Indianapolis can run the football just a little bit, I think Luck's going to be able to make some plays. So I'm really looking forward to that. Sports360AZ.com, AZ Central Sports. We partner with the Arizona Republic. This segment of the show brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford, where it is all about you. So my Santan Ford experience is like this. I'm going to head up to the White Mountains this weekend. I'm going to get into a man cave, going to sit back, watch the playoffs, decompress a little bit, and then get refocused probably Saturday night, Sunday. I try to get refocused every week on what I'm going to do to move this forward. What is it that I need to work on to make myself better? And I have to have a vehicle, right? It starts with your vehicle every morning. You walk out, hop in your vehicle to get to work, and you're sitting there driving along and you don't feel good in it. You don't like it. It's dirty. It's worn out. It's got a lot of miles. You're worried it's not going to make it. Guys, your vehicle starts your day out, doesn't it? You've got to have a positive mindset, but if you're worried you're not going to make it to one place or another, I've got the Explorer, certified pre-owned Explorer that makes a lot of sense for me and for my wife. Feel very good about that from Santan Ford. General Manager Tim Hovick and company, they do it right. They're very invested in the community. They're very invested with the sports teams. Doesn't matter if it's ASU, if it's the Diamondbacks, if it's the Cardinals. At Santan Ford, they're invested in the Valley sports teams. Why wouldn't you want to do business with people that are making sure your teams have good sponsors, have good partners? They've been a part of Sports 360 AZ and a partner for the last 3 years since we started this, from day number one. Santan Ford, just off the Santan 202 in Val Vista. Santan Ford, where it is all about you. Hoping to catch up with Todd Graham here momentarily. Paul Coro joins us in about 10 minutes down in San Antonio. The Suns playing the Spurs. We'll talk more with him about that. And then Goody at the movies, as we do every Friday. Bill Goodykoontz, chief film critic for Gannett and AZ Central Sports. Back over to Tiger Woods for a minute. So he commits to play at TPC Scottsdale. If Tiger were to get hurt at Torrey and then have to pull out here, you talk about a lead balloon. If Tiger were to miss the cut, because it's not a given that Tiger coming here is going to be able to accomplish much of anything. I don't know how he's going to react when he walks into 16, because you would think most people would have their heads on straight and be thrilled that Tiger Woods is here, but there's always got to be one guy. There's got to be that guy. And, you know, Eric, when he walks out on 16 for that first time on Thursday, I know I'm going to be there. You're probably going to want to be there. But I'm kind of holding my breath that there isn't that guy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. But there's probably going to be that guy, because the 16 is just a big melting pot of those guys. So, you talked to Danny Callahan about it earlier in the show. I mean, they're going to ramp up security. But you have to figure there's going to be so many more people there than actual security officials.
Sure.
You hope everyone's on their best behavior, but it's Super Bowl week. You're going to have gigantic crowds at the Open. And you know, we all know what happens when alcohol mixes with golf, mixes with North Scottsdale, now mixes with Super Bowl week. Don't cross your fingers that, you know, don't assume that nothing's going to happen. And that's sad to say, but that's the honest truth.
Because part of me is saying, if he has a back twinge at all at Torrey, he pulls out here, that would be a major, major letdown. Then part of me is saying, you know, he comes out here and he struggles and the crowd gets into his head. Because there's not a chance. He hasn't played here since 2001.
Yep.
He has no idea how much this thing has grown.
No.
And nobody, Eric, can prepare him for how much this has grown.
He's going to walk the course. He's going to walk the course, Brad, whenever he arrives, and they're going to walk him to 16, and he's going to see what kind of a spectacle that is now. I mean, he's had good memories on 16 in the past. But it's a completely different animal now.
Right. And so his people can say, hey, you want to play there. This is what you're in for. It, part of me, and I've had this raised this morning on Twitter. I've had people send me direct messages and emails and even friends with texts. He's a has-been. He's trying to rehab his image. He doesn't need to come here and play. I disagree with that because, look, if you come back here, a place where you've had an iconic shot, where fans absolutely get behind you, why would you not want to throw yourself into the lions then and see how you come out of it? I admire him. I absolutely admire him because, look, if he goes to 16 and he shanks it, they're going to boo the hell out of him. That's just the way it is. If he's at 5 over, he's going to hear stuff he's not going to want to hear. Is he just going to walk away from it?
Yeah, so good or bad. I mean, Tiger Woods is a lightning rod. Tiger Woods is like Kobe and the other huge star athletes. I mean, people are going to follow him, whether he's at the top of the leaderboard, the bottom of the leaderboard, somewhere in the middle. He is going to be, he will steal the show regardless of how he plays in the Phoenix Open.
Right. Well, and I want it to be Tiger and Phil paired together. I want it to be 78 degrees. I want it to be tank tops and beer flowing freely. I really want that. Part of me is thinking it'd be best interest for Tiger if he played first and played on the early round on Thursday morning. Get it out of the way. Go tee off at 8 a.m. Get it out of the way. But then you got to sit there Friday afternoon where it's the craziest. Friday and Saturday are the craziest. And if he's even near the top on Sunday morning, no, it's great. It'll be the biggest thing going on during the week. Yeah, the Super Bowl's here. It's fine. It's great. There's events to go to. But you put Tiger on top of it, it's terrific. Sports360AZ.com. I'm Brad Sussmat, back with Paul Coro, I believe, on the other side. Still chasing Todd Graham. We'll catch up with the coach, whether it's today or Monday for the title game. And a good eat the movies. Stay with us. Big sports weekend continues. Sports360AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports. Thanks for being with us as we go into year number three. Brad Sussmat with you and Tiger Woods committing to play to TPC Scottsdale. That is a big story. Kurt Warner, a finalist for the Hall of Fame, another big local story. I think an even bigger story at this point. I shouldn't say bigger than Tiger, but I think a bigger story than people may realize is the Suns actually have the same record as the San Antonio Spurs. Now, who would have had that? I get it. It's January 9th, and I'm pretty sure by the time we get to April 15th, when the playoffs get started, that's not going to be the case. The Marcus Morris incident the other night with Jeff Hornacek, I don't buy into it's just in the heat of battle. I don't buy that at all, if that's really what it is. That was beyond. And to give us a little bit more insight on his end, one of the best in the business, that's Paul Coro with AZ Central Sports, Suns Insider. He is in beautiful San Antonio today down on the Riverwalk. I'm hoping, at least, he's on the Riverwalk. How are you, Paul?
Good. Neither. I'm not on the Riverwalk, and it's not beautiful today. It's drizzly and cold.
Shut up. Get out of here. So. Really? Yeah, no. Minneapolis, you deserve hazard pay. It's like, what, minus 25, something like that?
Yeah, which... You know, at some point it's just cold. I didn't know the difference between -5 and 2. You know, it's all the same.
Right. Okay, so if I would have told you at the start of the year that the Suns would be tied with the Spurs with the same record in the Western Conference in the second week of January, would you have bought into that?
I would have said, "Wow, the Suns are in second place." I don't think it's amazing that the Suns are where they are. I think it's amazing that the Spurs are in the position they are. And I mean, it's obviously because they've been out without Kawhi Leonard for about a dozen games. Tony Parker's been out for most of this time, and they're just under 500 without him. So they'll get Parker full go tonight, and the Spurs are licking their chops because they've been sitting here on a Pistons loss on a Brandon Jennings buzzer beater of all things for a few days. And they'll come out differently. You know, plus you remember on Halloween, the Suns beat them at home. It seems like forever ago, but those things don't happen very often. So bad things happen to the Suns in San Antonio usually.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to make sense of what the Suns are all about. I know they've had a good stretch here before that. They had a horrendous stretch I still think that they're nothing more than a seventh or eighth or ninth seed in the Western Conference. Am I wrong in that?
No, I totally agree. And it's really no different than what I thought going into the season. The eight teams that made the playoffs last year are probably going to be the eight teams that make the playoffs this year, you know, barring some major injury, which is what it's taken to put Oklahoma City out of that eight for right now, and the Spurs where they are. I think other than that, we don't really have any surprises. We thought New Orleans would be a little better, so there they are right on the fringe, and here the Suns are sitting in eighth by percentage points behind the Spurs because they've benefited from the Thunder being down. But they probably didn't do enough with that time that the Thunder was down to get some separation, because, you know, they're gonna put together a huge run once they're healthy. And the Suns, in the meantime, had that 6-game losing streak, and it's taken this 9-2 run just to wipe that out. And
right
now they're going to have to do some damage when they come home and go on a big run. And that's hard when you just sit at home for 2 weeks. Yeah, those are home games. One, they've been terrible at home. And two, you know, it's, you don't just sit at home for 2 weeks and go on a run usually.
Suns Insider, AZ Central Sports, Paul Coro with Brad Sussmat for a couple of minutes. Friday show, sports360az.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports. What did you make out of the Marcus Morris incident, first and foremost? And we'll get to a second part of that question.
Well, I think it's an indication of those guys not handling their emotions well all season. You know, you can lead the league in a lot of things, but technical fouls shouldn't be one of them. And this team, I on Twitter a lot, I'll call them Team Chippy, because they just always got this chippy way about them. And sometimes it's, you know, perhaps the way they need to be for being the undersized underdog and all that, you know, to feel like it's us against the world, like last season. But sometimes it's just their youth and inexperience and immaturity coming out. And, you know, part of that the other night was Marcus just being mad about a call. And, it, you know, whether he was right, I guess he had some blood in his from being hit and he was mad. You know, when he argued with the ref, the play was already two plays away. It was on the other side of the court, and he just used the timeout to yell some more. And Jeff, when you first see him on camera yelling, he's yelling about the call. He's not yelling at Jeff. But at some point, Jeff's just not having it. Like, I'm tired of you yelling at refs and getting fouls. Stop it. And that's when Marcus turned on Jeff, which is obviously the wrong thing to do. And it looked worse than it was to some people who were on the bench, but I don't buy that. He was yelling at his coach, and that's, for a guy he respects a lot, and I know he does, he showed a lot of disrespect there.
Okay, so are they taking any action against him?
It doesn't sound like it. Doesn't sound like there's
going to be any surprising?
Further. Isn't that surprising? Yeah, you know, for a team that they suspended P.J. Tucker for missing a bus, you know, for a game.
Yeah.
So to suspend P.J. Tucker for missing a bus and then not do anything for a guy who yells at his coach for the whole world to see, that is a little surprising. Now, I will say, as badly as Marcus handled the situation in Lifetime, he handled it about as well as he could post game. I mean, he immediately went to Jeff Hornacek separately and apologized to him. Jeff told him he didn't even need to apologize. You know, as an ex-player, I guess he kind of understood that he gets heated about stuff. And then he apologized to the whole team, and you know, they're trying to get those twins to be leaders, sort of. You know, as this team really doesn't have one. And so then he apologized to the whole team, and especially to the younger guys, because they've got all these guys like Archie Goodwin and Tyler Ennis, TJ Warren, that are trying to learn how to be professionals, and they see that.
You see, I'm surprised that Jeff would say, no big deal, it's just part of the heat of battle. That was as disrespectful, that's as close to Robert Horry towel on the face with Danny Ainge as you're going to see. From my view, I'm not sitting there at the Target Center as you were in Minneapolis, okay? I get that. But I'll tell you, Paul, just to say, well, yeah, it's the heat of battle. If anything, that leaves it open to other players to say, well, you know, he just had to go apologize. I don't have to go that far if, in fact, they do something disrespectful. And your note about P.J. Tucker missing a bus, yeah, that's really surprising to me that there was nothing said or nothing against Morris. At least sit down or you're fine. Something.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the idea is that Hornacek's got control of the situation himself, but you're right. And that's a great point that somebody else might feel they have grounds to let loose on the coach at some point and know that they can just turn around and with a quick "I'm sorry" and wash it away. So, you know, I thought there would at least be like, yeah, I didn't think he necessarily deserved to be suspended. He was benched the rest of the game already. He pulled him and benched him the rest of the game. But at least an internal fine just to send a message that it's not tolerated.
Before I get you out of here, and we actually have some time here to get into this, but I think it's going to take a couple minutes. The roster as it's constructed is an 8th, 7th, 9th seed roster. We both agree on that. When are they going to say, let's get out of this mindset of we're going to sit and wait and we have all of our resources and we have flexibility? When are we going to stop that narrative and actually see them do something? I don't want to say anything. And then you can point out, yeah, last summer, LeBron and Kevin Love and all. I don't know, Paul, is it frustrating for you to cover a team that just is mired in mediocrity?
Well, I'm 2 years removed from covering that 12-13 thing team that was just a complete disaster. So
sure.
This still feels pretty good compared to that. Because that was not just a bad team. That was a bad, you know, infrastructure on top of the team and bad climate. At least some of that's been cleaned up. And I get where it's frustrating for them to sit and wait, but, you know, you make a panic move and then you're stuck with a bad contract. And the only thing that's the problem with here is that, you know, they keep waiting and they have some pie-in-the-sky ideas like LeBron that, you know, aren't going to happen. There's got to be a target that they can make happen. And I think the best route that they usually have is a trade. That's how they got Eric Bledsoe. You know,
right.
Relying on their ability to recruit somebody. You know, they did get Isaiah Thomas, but it wasn't like there was huge competition on that. I think trade is they're going to have to find a team that's unloading a major piece. But they're not the only team with cap space either. It's not like the Suns are just sitting there and, you know, all by themselves waiting for the first team to go dumping. You know, they're going to be in competition, and it's been that way in the past, too, where they've been outbid for guys.
All right. Well, safe travels. It sounds like there's nothing on the horizon then from your end, right?
No, I mean, I don't think they can get a guy just to make the 8th spot. I don't think you sacrifice your salary cap situation just to be an 8th seed in the playoffs, and there's no guarantee there. But, I mean, but at some point, you do have to break this cycle. But, you know, you can't continue – resting on 5 years of no playoffs and think that it's going to be a big jump.
Yeah. All right. See you down the road. Appreciate the time and the insight as always. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Brent.
Paul Coro for a couple of minutes from San Antonio, Chile, San Antonio. Sun Spurs tonight. Used to be Sun Spurs was page one, above the fold, big item, lead the sports cast. Everybody talked about it. Now it's Suns and Spurs, but I'm of the opinion that as you see where they're going, accelerate the process here, guys. I'm fine with flexibility. I get agitated when I keep hearing about it. Someday we'll move into a bigger house. Someday we'll do this, even though we have the ability to do it now. I get not making a panic move, but you're asking fans to sit around and watch a product that's going nowhere. It's not as bad as it used to be. Paul's right about that, but gosh almighty. Move this thing forward. All right, Goody at the Movies is next. You know what's going on in the world of sports. Talk with Bill Goodykunz on the other side. I'm Brad Sussmat, sports360az.com, AZ Central Sports. We partner with the Arizona Republic. Thanks for being with us.
Like our Facebook fan page for unique Arizona sports content from the high schools to the pros. Facebook.com/sports360az.
Now, because you know what's going on in the world of sports, Tiger is coming to Phoenix. You have the playoffs this weekend. You have the national title game. Covered it all. It's time now to make sure you have a life, to make sure that your significant other or the one that you're pursuing knows that you are well-rounded. You have some culture about you. It's Goody at the Movies. Bill Goodykunz, chief film critic for Gannett, AZ Central. First time of the new year. Hope you had a good holiday. How are you?
I'm fine. I don't know that words like having a life and culture have ever been used in the same sentence with me before, but I'll take it.
Listen to you. So are you into Tiger Woods coming here to play at TPC Scottsdale? Do you go to the golf event every year, Bill?
I go sometimes, but not, yeah, you know, now I got like 27 kids or whatever. I don't go as often, but the only time I've ever seen Tiger in my life was at the Phoenix Open, and he was not in contention. It was just, you know, but the thing that struck me about him is when you watch him on TV, and I'm a Tiger fan. I'm sorry. I don't care what he does off the course. I like him. I root for him. I like to see history. Instead of like reading about it and stuff, I like to actually watch it being made. I've always been a Tiger man. But that said, you know, you watch him on TV and it's like this, the Tiger show. You see him, you know, you watch him just standing there eating a banana between holes and peanut butter sandwiches and all that stuff he does. It's a Phoenix Open. I'm standing there, you know, and here comes this, just, I don't know any other way to describe it, giant cloud of people. And they come up there, and here comes Tiger Woods, and obviously this is not the Masters or something. I mean, this is an early season, you know, kind of almost like fun tournament for him. And he walks up, he hits the ball, he walks on. I saw him, and I was up close, and I saw him for a grand total of about a minute and a half. And I was like, that's it? And it's like, I'm not going to follow him. There were like 15,000 people walking around with him. And it's like, I'd be here in my hometown. And it's like, I'm not going to do that. That's no fun. I'm, you know, honestly, I'm not covering it. One year, somebody sold me at a discount those passes where you can stop at various booths and they'll give you like free beer and free hot dogs and stuff. Well, it's not free. You paid for it, but you know what I mean.
Sure, and sure.
That was the way to do it.
Are you going to go out there? You going to try to take it in, or?
I cannot imagine at this point in my life, unless I am forced to, any scenario that would make me do it. I don't have the
time. Come on, come out and hang out with me. We'll have fun.
I am a very important fourth grade Y volleyball coach. We play on Saturday.
I see.
You know what I used to really enjoy though was the pro-am, and they'd have Gary McCord be the MC.
Yeah, yeah.
And he did this thing on 16. You know how on 16, the second the club hits the ball, everybody screams and goes crazy. And he was playing in it as he emceed it. You know, he had like one of those wireless mic kind of things. And he got up there and he stopped right before the club hit the ball. And everybody cheered and they're like, what? And then he was like, gotcha.
All right, let's get to the movies then. Inherent Vice, Reese Witherspoon, Joaquin Phoenix. Is this any good?
It is good, but I'll tell you what, it doesn't make any sense. And it's not supposed to. It's Paul Thomas Anderson who did There Will Be Blood and Boogie Nights. And he's a really great director, but he directed it. It's based on a Thomas Pynchon novel. And Pynchon writes these, you know, giant novels that sort of chase around tail sometimes. And that's sort of what this is like. He's Joaquin Phoenix is a private detective who's stoned all the time. It's the 1970s. And it's right at that point where, like, the counterculture kind of curdled. Like, it was right after the Manson murders, the Charles Manson murders and everything. They're probably, you know, 80% of your audience is like, what? Who? Marilyn Manson was it? But he's still a hippie. Josh Brolin is this cop, straight-laced L.A. detective. And they're trying to find Joaquin Phoenix's missing girlfriend, former girlfriend, and her current married boyfriend. And it just basically runs around L.A. But it's really good. And the acting is really good. Everybody's in it. And I really like Joaquin Phoenix. And I talked to him for this movie for what was supposedly the only print interview in the country, right?
Wow.
So I recorded it on my iPhone. In the meantime, before I typed it up, my oldest daughter dropped her iPhone and broke it. I had to get a new one. I got a new one for me. I gave her my old one. I wiped all the information off of it. So guess where Joaquin Phoenix is? On the floor of digital dirt in the Apple store somewhere.
That's great. Mr. Turner from Bill Goody Kuntz's point of view, Goody at the Movies. Mr.
I love Turner. JMW Turner was like maybe the greatest British artist, but he's also like a real jerk, and he's like really eccentric and bizarre, and he's played by Timothy Spall, who looks like a cartoon character. I mean, you see him in a lot of movies. He's always a British bad guy. He's kind of fat and short, and he is great. And what's different about this is it's usually, you know, these biographies of great men or geniuses or whatever, by the end of it they've come around and they've done something good for somebody. He's just a jerk from start to finish. but it's really, he's really good, and it looks really great. They made it look kind of like his paintings. And it's really nice looking in that regard. It's long. It's about 2.5 hours long. So, by the way, it is Inherent Vice. These are really long movies. So if you're going to make a night of it, you might want to snack beforehand or something. But I really liked it.
Where are you at on that with the studios in terms of length of films? I remember the movie, Red? Was it Red? It was like 20 years ago.
Red.
And it was like 3.5 hours long, right?
Wow. That was about 34 years ago.
that was a long time. That was a long time ago. But I remember as a kid, I was like, this movie is going on forever. And, like The Godfather, which is fine, but.
But that's the difference. It depends on how good the movie is. If The Godfather's not long enough, it's like you want to just keep watching that. But do you have a
time limit before you check out? Do you have a clock within you? Because you see movies all the time. It's like, dang almighty, I'm here at 2 hours and 45 minutes and this thing's still going. Or are you just so captivated by the story you never keep track of time?
It really depends on the movie. I don't try not to keep track of time. I have gone to some really bad movies and walked out stunned that it lasted like 88 minutes, and I could have sworn it lasted like 2.5 hours, so it kind of works both ways in that regard.
I'll let you go off that. Appreciate your time and insight as always. Good luck with your fourth grade volleyball team. There's Bill Goodikuntz. See him. There's Bill Goodikuntz, Goody at the Movies. Every week, Bill Goodikuntz, chief film critic for Gannett and AZ Central Sports. It's good to have Bill on with us, or AZ Central, I should say. There's a lot going on this weekend on the football end of things. And I know that you're going to be busy doing your thing. We've got some content that's coming up this weekend on the site that I'm pretty excited about. If you've not checked out sports360az.com, you can see all of our content. This segment of the show brought to you by Real Slater Insurance. So when I talk about you're going to be busy this weekend, do you have your health insurance done? This is a company that I use personally. We use it, Sports 360 AZ, health insurance for companies and individuals. I know you're thinking, well, wait a minute, Brad. I thought it was December 15th was the deadline. No. If you don't have your individual insurance done, February 15th is the deadline, okay? And Maria Slater Insurance can help you with it. I'm going to give you a website here in a second. So get something to write down, whether just put it in the back of your mind or whatever. Maria Slater Insurance can help you with your individual insurance and also your company's health insurance. They're an authorized broker with Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Arizona. They get the job done. Big sports fans as well. MSinsuranceLLC.com. MSinsuranceLLC.com, all one word. And Lori Brzezinski over there will help you out. MSinsuranceLLC.com. It's a personal thing, guys. I'm not just here to mess around about insurance, especially your health insurance. They can help you. Tom Mareel, John Slater, they do a great job. Mareel Slater Insurance, MSinsuranceLLC.com. Sports360AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports. Thanks for being with us. You can check out our content morning, noon, and night on Sports360AZ.com.